Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Yep, we're into the second day of February 2021. Got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Facebook users, particularly on iOS, get ready for a new little prompt to greet you. We all know about a little feud with privacy going on between Facebook and Apple, and this is probably something to do with that. So Facebook has announced it will encourage users now to allow tracking with additional context on a dedicated screen. Of course, we all know in iOS 14, the app tracking transparency feature requires developers to receive a user's consent to track their activity across apps and even websites. And we all know Facebook just loves tracking. You. Users now will be presented with a prompt with options to allow tracking or ask app not to track. Of course, if you ask the app not to track, Apple will block the app's developer from accessing the user's advertising identifier. Now, of course, Facebook has warned users who decline to be tracked, you'll still see ads, but they'll be less relevant. Yeah, whatever. And if you think the drama stops at that, no, it doesn't. We're actually hearing that Facebook is actually preparing a lawsuit against Apple for the app tracking transparency feature, on top of other things that have yet to be disclosed. And who said we wouldn't see any tech fireworks happening in 2021? Staying with iOS 14, actually particularly 14.5, and you gamers out there, your PS5 DualSense and your Xbox X Series controllers, yep, they're going to be working soon. Those of you that have the 14.5 beta update will be the ones to actually see the changes first. Now, currently, if you've updated to 14.4, and don't forget, you gotta do that, Apple says we gotta update, you won't see support for these controllers just yet. The 14.5 update, however, though, goes back to what Apple revealed back in November, when they said they're working with Microsoft to include support for the Xbox Series X controllers, and on top of that, the PS5 controller support too. Now, other than game controller support, other things we'll be seeing in iOS 14.5, supposedly, the ability to unlock an iPhone with your Apple Watch, coming in handy nowadays because of that damn mask we're wearing, plus Siri emergency contact calling. Not a good day over at Google Stadia if you're in the internal gaming development studios. Yeah, you've been shut down. Yeah, Google says they've decided to focus on expanding Stadia's technology and platform instead of creating original content. In fact, Google's statement was, given our focus on building on the proven technology of Stadia, we've decided that we will not be investing further in bringing exclusive content from our internal development team beyond any near-term planned games. Now, those of you wondering, is Stadia in jeopardy too? Well, for what we know right now, it's sticking around. As far as what the shifting will be, well, that will take on cloud gaming as a potential alternative for consoles and even traditional PC gaming. And they're also promising it's not just going to be another streaming game service, too. Guess we're going to have to sit back, eat some popcorn, and see what happens with this one. And finally, space, the final frontier for 4 people. No, I'm not talking about Star Trek, I'm talking about SpaceX, because couldn't think of anything original. Yes, later this year, SpaceX will put 4 private individuals into space for the very first time. And of course, that will be aboard the Crew Dragon craft. The world's first all-civilian mission is actually currently scheduled to launch from the Kennedy Space Center. It should be happening in the fourth quarter of this year. Now, you're probably sitting there thinking, boy, to be one of these 4 people, you gotta have some money. And yeah, you wouldn't be far off. However, though, the money's actually going to a good cause. The mission goal is actually to raise money for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. As far as what the trip will entail, well, you'll get a multi-day journey around the Earth. Woohoo! And apparently, it will end off the coast of Florida, hopefully safely. And before you board the craft, you'll have to take part in some training from SpaceX, particularly how to move in zero gravity. No word yet if they're going to include any complimentary peanuts. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts. Of course, you can also find all the BTN shows on Apple Podcasts as well and other popular podcast platforms. Find us as well on Facebook and give us a like over there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.